started talking about the final bava of the Mishnah Daf Chafei. The Mishnah concludes, Ochlu v'shosim harai chutz l'sukkah. That one can drink, one can eat an achila sarai and drink a shtiyah sarai outside the sukkah. What does that mean? How much is an achila sarai? So we had a machlokas amaron in the Gemara. The paskin like Abaye, that a shir achila sarai is to be torn by Rav Ayel Lekala. How much it's served in the Rabbanan, we'll taste a little bit in the morning, take a snack before going to shir. We talked about, is that really an objective shir? Subjective shir? Tosa seems to say that it's an objective shir. It's kibetza pas, that kibetza is an achila sarai, and kibetza ve'od is an achilas keva. It's a more objective shir. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rambam in Perashah Mishnayis certainly seems to assume achila sarai is what a person eats to be docha his chayvas achila, and it could be subjective. Maybe someone who feels satisfied would be chayv to eat in the sukkah, even if he eats a small amount, because it's all a function of the gavra. That's the way it would seem from the Rambam. But in Shulchan Aruch, they pass in like the Bali Tosis that it's called an achila sarai until you eat more than a kibetza, more than a kibetza. The question is, a kibetza of what? What food item are we talking about? If it's a kibetza, it's an achilas sarai. If it's more than a kibetza, it's an achilas keva, and you need sukkah. What food item? So Tosa says, pas. The shir that I'm giving you is in pas. Shir zedavka bepas. The peri lavbo sukkah. Okay, the masik perik bas for the yuma. Tosa says that more than a kibetza of pas is called an achilas keva. That requires sukkah. But peris? Peris even more than a kibetza don't require sukkah. The Gemara Numa says the peri lobo sukkah, the keva did hook achilas arai de pas. Achilas keva, peris like an achilas arai of pas. Even if you eat a lot of peris, that's not called an achilas keva, that's not a significant achila, doesn't require sukkah. That's Tosfos. The Tosfos discusses pas and peris. The question is, what about everything in the middle? Right? Pas is an achilas keva if it's more than a kebeya. Peris is called an achilas arai, even if it's more than a kibetza. But the question is, what's about everything else? That's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. So first of all, just what Tosfos says about peris. Peris is called an achilas arai, even if it's more than a kibetza. Not everyone agrees with that. Rosh quotes the Maram Rivenberg, who was machmir to eat even peris in the sukkah. Quotes from Tosfos, he says himself, "Vadafka pas, Abu Peri loboi sukkah k'damask v'yuma." Rabbeinu Meir hayim machmir hayinizim ilachol peris chutz l'sukkah. Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram Rutenberg was machmir, the Rosh's Rebbe was machmir to eat peris in the sukkah. Ki yisov alahachmir kehay lishna the peri boi sukkah. How much peris was the Maram machmir to eat in the sukkah? So you look at the Korban Asanel and he says, afilo achila sarai. Even an achila sarai of peris, he was machmir. Any amount of peris, he was machmir to eat in the sukkah. What kind of a strange idea is that? To eat an achila sarai in the sukkah? Yeah, because he was machmir. We saw that there were some tanoim that were machmir to eat an achila sarai, shtiyah sarai, inside the sukkah. So came the Maram and he said, look, I'm going to be machmir for peris. Right, I'll be machmir for Paris to eat achila sarai of Paris inside the sukkah also. But why did he do that? Because he felt that if he were to eat achilas keva Paris, he'd taka be chayiv in sukkah, mamish. He felt that if he's eating less than a shir achilas keva, he should be machmir to eat that inside the sukkah. That's lechora had to explain according to the Korban Asana. Right, the Maram was machmir to eat even achilas sarai of Paris inside the sukkah because he was sober lahachmir. That peri boy is sukkah, like the day in Yuma. It's 2 days in Yuma, but he was machmir that peri boy is sukkah. He thought that there is such a thing as an achilas keva of peris. So he's machmir, even if he ate less than that, he was machmir to eat that inside the sukkah. But says the Rosh, umiyu nira demucha chasim dafilui peri bo sukkah. Even on that side, that peri requires sukkah. Hainu kishikova atzmo lachilas peros. Dafka, if you eat peros b'derech kvius, what does that mean? If you eat more than a kibetz, isn't that an achilas keva? No. It's not just a function of shir. It's how you're eating it. You have a suda of peris, a tu b'shvat suda, right? You have a lot of peris, a big suda of peris. Achila derech kvius, not just in the shir, but it's an achila derech kvius. The way that you're eating it is an achila b'derech kvius. The ashmaina, the kevedet hu, havi kachilas arai de pas. And the chiddush is that an achilas keva of peiros is like an achilas arai de pas. What does that mean? I thought you just said that if you're koveya in peiros, then it's like an achilas keva pas. No, he's saying keva did who? If all you eat is a sheer achilas keva of peiros, that's an achilas arai de pas. If all you eat is more than a kebetza of peiros, that's like eating a kebetza or less of pas. But if you're ochel b'derech kevius in the peiros, not just that you're eating more than a kebetza of peiros, but you're ochel b'derech kevius, you're having a suda, you're paveya suda on the peiros, then you're chayev in the sukkah. That's how the Korban Nisanal explains the Rosh. Achilas sarai de peiri, lekaman de osa. You eat an achilas sarai of peiros? Meaning, you're not being koveya, you're not eating a b'derech achila, then of course you're not going to be chayev in sukkah. That's the Maram. The Maram felt that achilas keva de peiros, achila b'derech kviyus of peiros, not just a shear of more than a kebeya of peiros, but achila b'derech kviyus of having a suda of peiros that will be chayev in a sukkah. That's the Maram written there. And the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, another shita. Rabbeinu Peretz cost of dafka peri lo boi sukkah. Rabbeinu Peretz holds like the other shita, like the rov rishonim, like Tosfos, that achilas peris never requires a sukkah. All achilas peris, even achilas keva, is like an achilas arai de pas. It doesn't require a sukkah, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passed. It's like the Bali Tosfos, that achilas peris, even if you kovei on them, it doesn't require a sukkah. So that's Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says achilas peris never requires a sukkah. But basu gvina is different, he says. Avol basu gvina shayin dvarim chutz miperi boi sukkah. The basu gvina does require sukkah, zok the Rebbeinu Peretz. Not pas, something less than pas. Basu gvina does require a sukkah. How does he know that? Where did he get that from? Pas mistama Tosfos felt the shir achilas keva is in pas, because that was the main staple. That is the kviyus, that's the suda. We call a suda of pas is a suda chashuvas. It makes sense to define achilas keva based on pas. Where does the Rabbeinu Peretz come off to say that achilas bosu gvina could be called an achilas keva? Kidyamina b'shmaitin im hishlim b'mini tagim ayotza. Like we say in Agimara, that im hishlim b'mini tagim ayotza. Agimara, who gimara? Well, what's the Rabbeinu Peretz talking about? That's the Gemara that we're going to get to later on, the Gemara daf Chav Zayin. Gemara quotes two machlokasim, Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim, in the Mishnah daf Chav Zayin. First of all, whether there's a chiyuv to eat yudalet sudas on sukkahs, Rebbe Lezer holds that you have to eat two sudas a day on sukkahs. Yudalet sudas chayav adam lechol besukkah achad bayom achad balayla. Nachamim say no. That ain't ladover kitzvah chutz milayla yom tefishon shel chag bilvad. That the only time there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah is on the first night. So we'll have to talk about that. It's very important. We pass on like the chachamim that there is no chiyuv to eat 14 sudas, but the first night of sukkahs there is a chiyuv. Right? It's not just a din, the teshu kain tanduru, whenever you want to eat, you have to eat inside your sukkah. No, on the first night there really is a chiyuv. Question is, what's the relationship between the chiyuv the first night and the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah? The other times of sukkahs, if you do want to eat, that's a big, big discussion which we'll get to. But there's a second machlokas. The Blesser also says that, now that we know that there's a chiyuv to eat yudalet sudas, he says, let's say a person didn't eat one of the sudas. Right, he says, Mishlo Ochal Belele Yomtev Rishon Yashlim Belele Yomtev Achron Shel Chag. He talks about the case where you didn't eat Belele Yomtev Rishon, but it's true for any day. Right, if you didn't eat throughout the sukkah, so you can be Mashlim Belele Yomtev Achron. What does that mean? Shmini Atzeres, it's a bit chiddush, right? He holds that if you missed one of the sudas of sukkahs, you can be Mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. It's the chiddush. So we'll talk about that. The Gemara actually says that he was Chozebo. Actually, he ultimately agreed with the Chachamim that even if you hold a chiv of Yudalat Sudas, he holds his a chiv of Yudalat Sudas, but Tashlumin doesn't work. The Chachamim said there's no din of Tashlumin Bechlam. Even the Chachamim agree that there's a chiv to eat the first night. So they say, but the chiv to eat the first night has to be fulfilled the first night, but if you don't eat the first night, you can't be Mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. Mashlim? What does that mean, Mashlim? You have to eat on Shmini Atzeres anyway, so what are you going to be Mashlim for? How can you be Mashlim with the Sud of Shmini Atzeres for Leila Yom Tovishon Shel Chag? So Zok the Gemara, how are you mashlim? You mashlim b'minei tagima. Tani nami hochi, im hishlim b'minei tagima yotzim. You mashlim b'minei tagima, something or other. We don't really know what b'minei tagima means. That's why it spawned the whole machlokas rishonim. Gemara says you mashlim b'mini tagima, then that works. You're going to eat a suda on Shmini Atzeres, but then you mashlim b'mini tagima for the suda that you missed on Sukkot. So what does that mean, mashlim b'mini tagima? So it says Rashi that b'mini tagima la'achas yasidek yaviu paperos madanim lepana pigon peros v'kistim v'kaplutos mevusholos. Peros? Rashi said peros. The Beleza says that if you missed one of the sudas, you mashlim b'leili up the v'achrin. Comes the Gemara, how are you mashlim? Gemara says, b'mina tagima. And Rashi says, b'peris. How does that work? How can you be mashlim b'peris? What's the problem with you? You missed the Suda of Sukkot. Right? And you're trying to be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres by eating something else. You're being mashlim for the Suda that you missed on Sukkot. So if peri lo ba'u sukkah, if there's no chiyuv to eat the peris in the sukkah, how can my Suda of peris on Shmini Atzeres be mashlim for the Suda I missed on Sukkot? Peris are not associated with sukkah. There's no chiyuv to eat peris in the sukkah. So my eating peris on Shmini Atzeres is like eating outside the sukkah. First of all, I'm going to be eating outside the sukkah. No, there's no chiyuv. We're talking Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Chutz Laretz we eat in the sukkah. Because it's the suffix Shmini Atzeres, suffix sukkahs. But if I'm not eating in the sukkah anyway, so what's the connection between my peris and sukkah? I don't even have a chiyuv to eat the peris and sukkah. So what's going on over here? So after having the peris. It's not talking about peris. That's his whole point. It's not talking about peris because you don't have to eat peris in the sukkah. So what are mini tagima? How are you mashlim b'mini tagima? It doesn't sound like you're being mashlim b'pas. If you're being mashlim b'pas, why call it mini tagima? It must be something besides pas. It's not having a peretz. It's boss of the dogim. If you're boss of vinu shayt varm chutz mi'peri bo sukkah, if you're having a mishlim b'mini tagima yansah. If Hashlama works in these items in Basav Adogim, they must require sukkah. You gotta make a leisha basukkah, he says, on Basav Adogim. If you're kovei on them. Udelo kirashi shapirish demina tagim ahainu peri, the peri lobo is sukkah. It can't be like Rashi. Rashi is a peller, Rabbeinu Peretz points out. How can Rashi say that Mishlam b'mina tagima yatsa? Mina tagima means peris, but peri lobo sukkah. You're passing like that day in Yuma that you don't need sukkah for peris. So how can it be mashlam b'mina tagima? It's not going to count for sukkah. It must be that mina tagima is boss of a dogim, Dr. Rabbi Mepal. Must be boss of a dogim. And from that Gemara, you can extrapolate that boss of a dogim, bo sukkah. That if you're koveya on them, what's the shear? A kviya suda. If you're kovei a suda on basa v'dogim, Rabbeinu Peretz says, then you'll be chayev to eat in the sukkah, and you have to make a leisha basukkah on that. What's Rashi going to say? It's a good kasha, not going to. If peri lobo sukkah, the Maran was machme, but peri lobo sukkah, so how can Rashi say that in hishtab minat agim yad? So what's the answer? Maybe Rashi held like whom? The Maran. Maybe Rashi held that Taka Peri Bo Sukkah. He held, goes like the other day. So if he assumes Peri Bo Sukkah, so then that would explain why he claims that in Hishlam Mina Tagim Ayatza, because Peris requires Sukkah, so then they can work for Ashlama too. That's Lechora, what Rashi has to hold, even though it's a big Kiddush. Rashi goes like that other day in Yuma. That if you eat them, again, you ate peris b'kviyus, not just that you're eating more than a kibbeis of peris, but you ate it b'kviyus, so then that's called an achilas kev, and it requires a sukkah. So that's why Rashi holds that a mishnah b'mina tagima can be peris. But the Rabbeinu Peretz and Rav Rishonim argue, they say peris do not require a sukkah. He says, after Rabbeinu Peretz, mishnah b'mina tagima must be basa v'dogim. It's not pas, but it's not peris. It must be basa v'dogim. It must be somewhere in the middle. To the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tesef Katan Tesvav writes that the Achronim point out that Nochon LaHachmeh, it's appropriate that if one is Koveya Sudan, Basa V'Dagim, this can happen. A person's having a Cholam Moed, he's having a meal, he's having supper, and he's having meat, having a big meal, but he's not having bread. Maybe he's not even having Chameshes Min HaDagim, maybe he's having meat and vegetables and other things, shakols. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that it's appropriate to be machmir if you koveya sudan, basu, gvina, the dogim, that you should eat it in the sukkah. To be machmir like this shita, that Bas V'Dagim Taka need sukkah. They require sukkah. But the Shaar Tzion says you can't make a bracha of Leshi Basukkah because the other shittas hold that only a kabeitz of Yos or a pas requires sukkah. So it's appropriate to be machmir for the shita that holds that you should eat in the sukkah, but don't make a bracha because it's a suffix bracha. So this shita was not completely nidche. Shita about peiris, the peiris requires sukkah, maram. So that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have. The Shulchan Aruch says that even if you're koveh on peiris, you don't have to eat that in the sukkah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about basa v'dogim, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Samachronim say, machmir for the Rabbeinu Peretz, to assume that if you're koveh on basa v'dogim, you really should eat in the sukkah, but don't make a bracha. Comes the Rosh and quotes one final shita, and that is he quotes a Tosefta. The Tosefta, the Perek Ketz and Mevarch and Tanya, Hevi Lufana Mina Tagima Mevarch Lo Bari Mina Mezonis. The Tosefta and Brochus writes that you make a Mezonis on Mina Tagima. Mezonis on Bosa V'Dogim Uglina. What kind of Mezonis is that? It sounds like Mina Tagima is not Bosa V'Dogim Uglina. If you make a Mezonis on Mina Tagima, Mashma the Mina Tagima Hanu Meichel Shaosu Mechamesh Saminim. Must be something made from the Chameshes Mina Dogim, something that gets a Mezonis. So it's not pas, Mina Tagima can't be pas, because we're assuming you're doing something special on Shmini Atzeres. You're doing something special to be mashlim the Suda you missed on Sukkos. The peri don't require Sukkah, according to Rav Shittas, they can't be peris either. Basa V'Dogim? There's no mashmos that Basa V'Dogim requires Sukkah either. We don't know. Well, what is Mina Tagima? Comes the Rosh and says, the Tosefta says that Mina Tagima is Chameshes Mina Dogim, Mizainis. So if it works to be mashlim the meal that you missed, mashlim mina tagima, then by stois, right? You see from this that it must be chayiv in sukkah. But you have to eat mina tagima. You have to eat chameshes mina dogan in the sukkah. How much of the chameshes mina dogan do you have to eat to require some
dovid? Why do you have to make a correlation between
the tashlumin of Targima and that chayiv in sukkah? Why can't it just be that you're having extra kaviyas for what you missed? But you're having a kaviyas, if the kaviyas that you're having is nothing to do with sukkah because the amount that you're eating is not chayiv in sukkah, so how can it replace? How can it be a tashlumin for the meal that you didn't eat in the sukkah?
Well, let's say you miss a tefillah, and let's say it's like the week that you when you miss the mitzvah on Arab Shabbos and down to Shmonesrei the Mar, once Mar, once on Shabbos, once Mar.
Saying it's a different nusach tefillah, but al kopponim it has a shame tefillah to it, right? It's also a tefillah. The nusach might be different, but it has a shame tefillah. But if Paris do not require sukkah, if Basav Dagim do not require sukkah, that's not called the suda sukkah. It's not called the suda of sukkahs. You got to be mashlim the suda. It's not just stam and achila. It's the suda, yud dalet sudas that you have to eat. So if it doesn't pass, if it doesn't fit, right? If it's not, no pun intended. If it's not something that requires sukkahs, it's not a sudas yom tov shel sukkahs. So then you can't be mashlim with such an achila b'chol. How much of chameshes mina dogim do you have to eat to require sukkah? So there the Mishnah Berurah is not sure. It's a big discussion. Magen Avraham says, Zionist is like pas. You see, when it came to Paris and Basa V'Dagim, no one seemed to say that it's the same as pas. Right? All the shittas seem to recognize that Basa V'Dagim and Paris, they need more. You have to be koveh suda. You need something more to declare the kvias. But the Zionists already, the Magen Avraham is willing to say, it's the same as pas. If a pas, a little bit more than a kibetz, is considered an achilas keva, if a chameshes mina dogan, pasta, or something like that, right? Pasta babakistan, or pasta, or something, chameshes mina dogan, farf, whatever, you know, mezonis you have there, crackers or something, so a little bit more than a kibetz is enough, because chameshes mina dogan should be the same as pas. Mishnah Berurah himself disagrees. Mishnah Berurah thinks that maybe you should have to eat more. Maybe we should compare chameshes mina dogan more to basa v'dagim in Paris. Maybe the only thing that we assume is an achilas keva already, if you have more than a kibetza of that item, that's pas, because pas is something special. But maybe everything else, even chameshes mina dogan, in order to declare it as an achilas keva, you need to be koveh asud on it. You got to be koveh asud on it. It has to be a shir choshev, says the Mishnah Berurah. We know that if you eat pas ababakistin, shayla what pas ababakistin means, Right? 3 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether it means a filled dough, or sweetened dough, or a brittle cracker, different definitions of Pasul B'Kisna. But we know that if you kovei on Pasul B'Kisna, then you make a hamotzi, not a mezonis. We already met this idea of kviyas suda. Kviyas suda regarding brachas, right? That you make a hamotzi on Pasul B'Kisna, which is a certain type of chameshes b'nei dovah, right? Pasul B'Kisna is not pasta. Certain type of mezonis. So we've met this idea that there's a difference between being kovei suda and stop eating chameshes b'nei dovah. So apparently the Mishnah Berurah is borrowing that idea here too. That just like when it comes to hamotzi, when it comes to birchas hanenin, we distinguish between eating a little bit of mezonis and being kovei suda. So do here, if you kovei suda on chameshes b'nei dovah, so that's going to be a shir choshev, and then you'll require a sukkah. You require Leisha Basukah as well. Against the Magen Avraham, who says, no, it's enough just to have a little bit more than a kibbutz. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds from the Achronim two caveats, two exceptions to the rule. Two very interesting cases. He quotes the Maimer Mordechai. What's the din? Let's say someone has Pasul B'Kisna in the morning, Besocha coffee, as he says. Right? He has a coffee and a donut. You can hear such a thing. A coffee and a donut in the morning. Now that's not a kviya suda, really. What's a kviya suda normally? Right, to be koveya on Pasul B'Kisna, to get a hamotzi for Pasul B'Kisna, you need a significant amount, a shir chashivas of a suda. What people would normally be koveya suda on, just having a light refreshment for breakfast, that might be enough for your breakfast, but that's not called a suda. Shir kviya suda for Pasul B'Kisna is either a standard. I think the Mishnah Berurah says Dalet Beitzim. He says Gimel or Dalet Beitzim. They say Dalet Beitzim, four Beitzim. That's a standard shear that most people are Kovei Asuda on. Or he suggests maybe it's even more. Maybe you have to be Koveas. It's a Sudas Erev, a Sudas Boker, a significant Suda. They used to eat two Sudas a day. They would have a big Suda, maybe even more than Dalet Beitzim, but at least Dalet Beitzim. A significant amount. That's the Kviya Suda for Barucha. Pasul B'Kisna with the coffee, that's not Dalet Beitz. You know, even if you have a big muffin, right, or a big donut, it's not a kviya suda for brachas. But the Maimon Mordechai says for sukkah that's enough. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Quote the Maimon Mordechai that says for sukkah, you have Pasul B'Kisna with the coffee in the morning. Mishnah Berurah says you don't even need the coffee. It's lav dafka Pasul B'Kisna with the coffee. Without the coffee, no. No, he's just saying it's the normal way people eat, but it doesn't have to do with the coffee. You have the chameshes min hadagon, an amount of chameshes min hadagon that you're being kovei suda on. It's a new concept of kviya suda. It's not a suda chashuva. It's that you're being kovei suda for breakfast. It's suda in the morning, you're being kovei on. That's enough for sukkah already, according to the Maimon Mordechai. Your halacha explains that the Maimon Mordechai holds teishu kein toduru. That's a subjective concept. Kviya suda for teishu kein toduru, kviya suda for bracha is not necessarily the same thing. For bracha, we really need a shir chashuv. You need dalet beitzim. You need a shir of a suda chashuva, a suda kvua. But for sukkah, if you're being kovei a suda, if the suda that you're eating now, this is a suda for you. This is a suda for you in the morning. That's enough. Teishu kein toduru is a subjective concept. He says. Maybe he sees that from the din of mitzvah, potim, and asuka. Mitzvah, potim, and asuka, we say, is a subjective concept. If you have a tsar from the zvuvim or from the reach, it's not ken to do, and you're potim, and asuka, even if everyone else is not mitzvah. You see, teishu ken to do is a function of each and every gavra. It may be the same in terms of the shir kviyos, he says. A shir kviyos suda might depend on each and every gavra. For you, right now, for this suda, that's a shir kviyas. You're not just eating this on the run. It's a kviyas for you. It's a suda for you. Chamesh is min hadagon. It's a suda for you. So maybe your taka have to be, you would have to make a leisha basuka. Wow. It's quite a chiddush. How much pasul B'Kisna would you have to eat according to the Maimon Mordechai to be considered a suda? Even less than a kibbutz, as long as you kovei a suda on it, kazayas that you be on. That's what it sounds like. The Maimon Mordechai doesn't give any shit to it. It's Amish Apella, right? There's a machlokas Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah about chameshes min hadagon in general. When there's a chiyuv sukkah, right? Magen Avraham says it has to be a little bit more than a kebesa, just like pas. Mishnah Berurah says no, you have to eat even more than that. You have to be kovei asud on it. Comes the Maamar Mordechai and says, but it depends on what you're eating, right? If it's normal for you, not during Sukkah, it's normal for you to be kovei asud on the pasta or the kistin in the morning, it's called a suda too. It's called a suda too. And it has a chashivas, maybe even less than a kevetza. I don't know, less than a kevetza, I don't see why not. I didn't have a mashmos in the Maamar Mordechai that dafka v'yid a kevetza. Yid a kevetza. Funny, he adds after that, Mokava Sudoso Allah Rakshaf or Yoser Yosem Kibetsa, so then they're a deus in the echron. Mokava Suda Allah. Just had a shear of Kvias, but he's not really Kovei Asud on him. It's not. So what's the difference? Why when you're eating the pasta of a kistin in the morning, that is a Kvias Suda. And then you're just eating I guess you're having a little pasta. You're having lunch later, but you're hungry. You're hungry, so you're going to have a little bit of pasta. And you eat more than a kebetza. I mean, how much is a kebetza? Not so big. Two kezaisen. That's what a kebetza is. Right? A kezaisen is half a kebetza. So you're eating kebetza. You're a hungry individual, right? But you're not having the suda. Your mother told you that your cousins are coming. You're going to have a suda with the cousins. But you're eating more than a kebetza. So if you're not kovei a suda on that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to make a leishiv asukah. But if you're having pasta of a kiss in the morning, that's what you always have, is you have that donut in the morning, you have a muffin in the morning with the coffee. That's more chashiv. That is called a kviya sukah, and that would require a leishiv asukah. Very interesting. That's one caveat that he adds. Question, Gedalia.
When the Mishnah Berurah started off there, didn't he say that there could be, you could define kavua two ways, one as having a big amount, the other one was chabura. So maybe when he's saying with the coffee, it's a small amount, but it's during what you call mealtime, meaning chabura, meaning...
No, luchar, he means it's not with the chabura. The chiddush is that even if it's not with the chabura, he doesn't mention chabura there, but pasul v'kista.
I think it's not.
V'kista v'shachas v'sachar coffee v'chiyotzik k'mo sh'anonog v'chol yimos ha'shon. I don't think it's with chabura. I think the chabura generates a kvius. I think so, no? Chabura or a kviya suda, even if you're eating alone, that's called an achilas keva. This is a chiddush that if you normally, if kol yimos hashana, you have that muffin with the coffee in the morning, that's called a suda, because that's what you eat. That's what you normally eat. That's called a kviyas. And then he goes even further. He says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he quotes from the Shari Tshuva, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know that you have to be koveya kiddush ala suda, kiddush makom suda, right? He says kiddush makom suda also. There, it's clear that you don't need the shear of a kibetza. To be able to say kiddush makom suda, you can have a kezayis of pasta baba kistan or mezayis, right? But comes the Shari Tshuva and says, Mishnah Berurah quotes him that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since you're having kiddush makom suda, so then you'll be chayav to eat in the sukkah, even if you have less than shir kvius for of the chamesh and yadara. Less than a kibetza. It sounds mamish, less than a kibetza. These are two exceptions. Either having pasta b'kis in b'shachris, that's not a halachic definition of a suda. That's because you normally, b'chol yimos hashana, you normally make this your breakfast. So because it's normally breakfast, that defines it objectively as a suda, or it defines it subjectively for you as a suda. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's a halachic definition of Suda. That even if you only have, let's say, a kezayis of a mezainis, since you need the din of Kiddush Makom Suda, and if you're assuming like the Gaonim that a mezonis can be called a Suda for Kiddush Makom Suda, so then as long as you eat enough mezonis that it's defined as Kiddush Makom Suda, then halachically that's called an achila b'kviyas, and you'll have to eat that in the Sukkah. These are two exceptions to the rule. Generally speaking, the Machlokas Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah, whether a little bit more than a kibetza defines a kviyas for chameshes min yadagan for sukkah or no, it has to be an achilah b'kviyas. But these two exceptions are: let's say a person normally is accustomed to eating a certain amount of chameshes min yadagan at some point during the day, that might be defined as a suda. or on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since you need the din of Kiddush Makom Suda, then even if you eat less than a kibbutz, so that also will be defined as an achilah b'kis. That would be defined as a suda, because the halacha defines it as a suda. Your machshava, he says, machshavta mashvila keva, machshavta mashvila keva. His machshava that he wants this to be Kiddush Makom Suda, that defines it as keva. Defines it as keva. Wow. Question.
So are we saying, according to the first exception, that you have like a convey a set time or set thing you have every day? So let's say I have a snack every day. Would that be considered a suda?
I don't think so.
At the same time,
I think
every
if
day?
It's breakfast. I think breakfast is not a snack. You're not eating that as a snack. You're eating that as a meal. Again, I wouldn't make a leisha basuk on this because, you know, it's a suffix. It's not. It's one day. It's not clear. But it shows you, you know, we're going to talk about, is there room to be machmir, right? Achilas arai, you might be potter from eating in the sukkah. Is there room to be machmir, to eat an achilas arai in the sukkah? So here there certainly is room to be machmir, because some might call it an achilas keva. But something to keep in mind, you can't, you know, you can't just say, well, if I'm not eating, if I'm not koveh asuda on the mezonos, if I'm not eating more than a kibbutz of mezonos, so then I have no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. You might mamash have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Is there something to keep in mind? Yeah. Okay, that's in terms of achil. How about shtiyah? Shtiyah. Is there something called a shtiyah keva that requires sukkah or not? So we got to go back to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Ochlim v'shosin arai chutz v'sukkah. The Mishnah says that if you're not eating b'derech keva, if you're not drinking b'derech keva, then you can do a chutz v'sukkah. But the mashmos of the Mishnah is just like there's something called an achilas keva that does require a sukkah. There's something called a shtiyah keva too. And that's the implication of the Mishnah, and that's what the Braisa says later on. What does the Braisa say? We had this already. Teishu kentadur, right? Teishu kentadur. Mikan amar kol shiva siyamim mosa adam sukaso keva ubeiso arad. Ochel v'shoso matal besuka. How do you make sukaso keva? How do you make sukkoso keva? Ochel v'shosu metal besukkah, mishani besukkah. Ochel v'shosu besukkah. What kind of shtiyah besukkah is going to make the sukkah keva? There must be some kind of a shtiyah that's viewed as a shtiyah keva, and that requires a sukkah, because if not, it doesn't make any sense that the Braisa should say that you make sukkoso keva by being shosu besukkah. Shosu besukkah, every shtiyah is just a shtiyah sarai, so that's not a way to be koveya the sukkah as your bais. You koveya your sukkah as your mokum kavua. So what kind of a shti is a shti as keva? What is the Mishnah and the Braisa assume? So comes the Rambam. The Rambam gets the ball rolling. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Ilchus Sukkah. Ochen v'shosim v'yishenim v'sukkah chol shiva b'yim v'yom v'yom v'yom. V'asa lechol suda chutz v'sukkah kol shiva elam ochal achilas arai kibetzo pochas oyesem ma'at. Good. Says the Rambam, muta lishtos mayim v'lechol peros chutz v'sukkah. Muta to drink water and to eat peros chutz v'sukkah. What does the Rambam leave out? He leaves out every other mashke except water. And he says, muta to eat water outside the sukkah. But how about other mashke? So they didn't have apple juice at the time of the Rambam. But what mashke did they have?
Yeah.
Yayin. They had yayin. So that's a glaring omission in the Rambam. Doesn't say anything about yayin. Why not? Should have said that achila sarai muta chutz l'sukkah. That's peiris. The Rambam passes like the pasuk de gemara, pasuk pshat in the gemara. Yuma de peiri lo bo sukkah. But the Rambam should have said avul shosa chutz l'sukkah. You can drink anything. It's all arai. Mayim, yayin, everything, shamashkim, everything. The Rambam leaves out yayin. Why does he leave out yayin? The impression you get is that the Rambam holds that yayin has to be drunk in the sukkah. That's the bir halachas diuk from the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tafresh Lamed Tes Ivei Zumut Elishus Mayim VeYayin VeLechol Peres Chutz LeSukkah. It's up to bir halacha, but from the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam didn't mention yayin. It sounds like yayin. You have to eat inside. You have to drink inside the sukkah. Right? The Rambam. The fact that the Rambam doesn't mention yayin chutz l'suka, sounds like you have to drink yayin inside the suka. That by definition, every shtiyas yayin is called a shtiyah b'kfiyas because of the chashivas of yayin. Why is yayin chashiv? What gives yayin chashivas? We know yayin is chashiv. How do we know that? It's kovei bracha la'atzmo, right? We make a bar piagafen on yayin. It has a special bracha, not a shakel. So if it's kovei bracha la'atzmo, that shows that yayin is mochashiv. So the Rambam holds if yayin is mochashiv, then it always requires sukkah. That's pashup pshat. That's what the michtam is medayik from the Rambam. Sefer michtam is medayik that the Rambam holds that any shtiyas yayin requires sukkah. Sefer michtam had the michtam. Yes. What does the michtam say over here? Where's the michtam? All shtiyas mayim nikreis arai v'shal yayin nikreis keva. All shtiyas mayim is a shtiyas arai. All shtiyas yayin is a shtiyas keva. That's how the michtam understood the Rambam. The Bi'ur Halacha is not so convinced. The Bi'ur Halacha says even if the Rambam holds yayin is a shtiyas keva, the stoma not a mashum. The stoma there is a minimum shear. What's the minimum shear that the Bi'ur Halacha wants to give to it? Revius. Right? The Rambam is stama holds that you need some kind of minimum shear, not like the Michtam's pshat in the Rambam. And who says that? That's the Ritva. The Ritva also agrees that shtiyas yayin can be called a shtiyas keva, but the Ritva says there's a shear for it. There's a shear for it. Who's the Ritva on the Mishnah? Shtiyas kli shamayim choshev arai mitnei greyusan shein shtiyas keva b'mayim ashamashkim ela b'yayin b'lvad kidei revias. Dr. Ritva, yayin kidei revias, that's called a shtiyas keva. That's called a shtiyas keva. And the Rosh argue with both of them. The Rosh is the stam shita. The Rosh says that shtiyah in general is not keva, it's just arai, all shtiyah. Yayin, mayim, every shtiyah is called a shtiyah sarai, it doesn't require sukkah. Even if you have a revias of yayin. That's the rush. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the rush? It says, mutalish dos mayim v'yayin afilu kova alayu chutz l'sukkah. Mayim v'yayin are shtiyah sarai, it's all arai, doesn't require sukkah. There's a big nafkamina in this shiloh. There's a big nafkamina. There is a context where we drink wine. Normally we don't really eat anything then. The question always is, do you make a leishiva sukkah? Can you think of a case? Havdalah. This is always a shayla. It comes up, everyone says, should you make a leishiva sukkah? Not. Should you have a mezayin? It's not a... What's the shayla? You can make havdalah. Make havdalah and don't make a leishiva sukkah. What's the shayla? The answer is, it's a suffix. Right? If you drink a revias, according to the Rambam, even if you don't drink a revias, there could be a suffix. The Michtam holds that the Rambam claims that shtiyas yayin in general is a shtiyas keva. According to the Ritva, if you drink a revias of yayin, that's called a shtiyas keva. And why would you want to drink a revias of yayin? Because it's a suffix in the bracha achrona. Right? If you drink below lugmav, a rov revias, according to some, you have to make a bracha achrona. According to others, if you drink less than a revias, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. So some want to drink a revias so that they don't have a suffix in the bracha achrona. Okay, but the problem is if you drink a revias, that might be called a shtiyas keva, and you'll have to make a leishiv basuka. So that's why people say, well, maybe I should make a mezonos, but just one second, make a mezonos, you're not going to be in kovei asud on that mezonos, you're just having kezais, you're just having a kevetza, you're just having more than a kevetza, maybe that's not enough. So Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be kovei asud on the mezonos. So you might not be solving a problem by having mezonos, you might just be exacerbating the problem by having the extra mezonos, because that's also a safek bracha, a safek leishiv basuka. Yeah. It's not poshut. It's really not poshut. The simple pshat is probably that if all you have is a revias of yayin, you don't have to make a leishiva sukkah. That's the chor of it. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says if all you have is a revias, then there's no chiyuv to make a leishiva sukkah. It's the chor of the poshut pshat. There are chumras, but poshut pshat is you probably should not make a leishiva sukkah because it's a safek brachas. If you want to have a whole suda, that's a different story. But if you're not having a whole suda, a kezayis mezonis is not going to help you. This is not like kiddush b'makom suda. Havdalah does not require any suda with it, right? So the kezias that you have is not going to be chashuv. It's not like the shari tshuvas kezias and Shabbos and Yom Tov, that since you need the din of kiddush makom suda, the kezias has a chashivas. There's no chashivas to this kezias. Havdalah doesn't require a suda. So it's got to be an achilas keva. If it's not an achilas keva, then it's not going to require a leishav suda. So, according to the Rambam, we have a working pshat in the Gemara. Right? We have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa that seems to imply that there is some kind of shtiyah that is shtiyas keva and would require sukkah. The problem is, according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, the way that we paskin, right, that yayin, mayim do not require sukkah, even if you drink a revius. So what's a shtiyas keva that the Mishnah is referring to? We're back to the problem that we have with the Mishnah and the Brais. Pshat in the Gemara. I'm just trying to learn Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, toch today Pshat in the Gemara. We're hearing a lot of Lemaisa and Yonim. But what's Pshat in the Gemara? Right? Shtiyas arai chutz l'sukha, but shtiyas keva has to have the sukha. So what is shtiyas keva? According to the Rambam, we can start to pilpul shtiyas yayin, a shir revius of shtiyas yayin. But according to the Rosh, Yain is the same as Mayim, it doesn't require sukkah. So what's the Shtiyas Keva that the Mishnah is referring to? What's the answer? What could be the answer? So the Sha'ar Tzion is a very interesting chiddush, a very important chiddush. People don't know of the Sha'ar Tzion. Sha'ar Tzion in Sukkot and Chof Tez, in Tov Reish Lamed Tez, he says, you know, if you finished eating and now you're drinking, after the Suda, could be that Shtiyah requires sukkah. They used to drink after the Suda. They didn't drink during the Suda. You know, that's the old wives' tale. That if you drink during the Suda, you're not going to be digested properly. That's what they would say, just eat. You know, they would eat and then they would drink afterwards. And sometimes you go to certain homes and they don't serve any drinks. You feel embarrassed, they ask them for a drink, but you just can't get the food down anymore. There's some people who don't drink in the middle of the meal. That's what it used to be at the time of the Gemara. They only drank after the meal. So Zot the Sha'ar Tzion comes to drinking at the end of the meal, you finish the meal and now you want to go inside, maybe you can't drink inside. Maybe that shtia is nigrar after the Suda. It's considered a chelik of the Suda. So since you're drinking in order to digest, to wash down the food, just like the Suda is called an achila b'kriyas, the shtia could be a shtiyas keva as well. That should require sukkah. Wow! Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no chiluk between yayin and mayim. All shtiyah doesn't require sukkah. A shtiyah doesn't require sukkah if it doesn't come in conjunction with the achila. But if the shtiyah comes after the achila, ken zayin, says the Sha'ar Tzion, that would require sukkah because the shtiyah is called a shtiyah b'kviyus because it's tofel to the achila b'kviyus. The shtiyah can be called a shtiyas keva if it's tofel to the achila. And the Sha'ar Tzion goes even one step further. Right? He says, just like a shtiyah that you're having after the meal to wash down the food, that we can hear, that's you need the shtiyah in order to digest the food, in order to feel that the food has gone down properly. But he wants to go even further, and he says that maybe any shtiyah that you do during the meal, just a little drink during the meal, not like a major, they used to have a major drink at the end of the meal. You come inside the house to help serve, right? And you want to chop something, you know, just to eat a little bit, right? You have a piece of fruit or something, or you want a drink, right? Zok the Sha'ar Tzion, maybe every achila and shtiyah that you have during the meal should be defined as a keva. If the meal is an achilas keva, it's a sudas pas, let's say, a sudas yom tov, a sudas shabbos, you come in for a moment, you just want to chop a little shakala, right? You want to drink a little bit. You happen to be there, you're helping out for a couple of minutes. And you're thirsty, you want to drink a little bit. Could be that can't be done inside the home. That has to be done inside the sukkah. Why? It's only mayim. Why should it be done inside the sukkah? So up to Sha'ar Tzion, it could be that that's called the shtiyas keva. It's called the shtiyas keva because it's nigrar acha the achila. And if the achila is a shtiyah, is an achilas keva, then the shtiyah could be a shtiyas keva as well, and it really requires sukkah. Well, Tzipesach Frank in his Sefer Mekorei Kodesh points out that the Me'iri was already, it preceded the Sha'ar Tzion with this idea that there can be a shtiyah, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who holds normally shtiyah does not require a sukkah, there can be a shtiyah that does require a sukkah that we call a shtiyas keva. Meiri already said it. And he actually is medayik from a Rashi. No one less than a Rashi on Asu. What does the Meiri say? Yeshom shekol shtiyah b'lo achila z'davar mochiv l'sukah arayhi. V'im achila hi negreres achar ha'achila, v'im achila keva afi keva. Talk to Meiri, the shtiyah is a function of the achila. If the achila is an achila sarai, then the shtiyah is a shtiyah sarai. If the achila is an achila keva, then the shtiyah is defined as keva as well. V'chein nir miloshon gedolei harabonim. Gedolei rabonim is Rashi. The Meiri says, I think from the loshon of Rashi, it's mashma like that. Shekosu b'kidetoyim barbe rava ayel akalim. Shetoyim alo piv v'shosu kemo shekosav. What does Rashi say? Also, what does Rashi say? Vayehol, what's an achila sarai? Says Rashi, what's he doing? He's afraid that the shear is going to go long. The toy melopiv ishosa. He eats a little bit. Melopiv a shear kabeitsa. The shear kabeitsa blia. The Rashi adds one word. Which word? Vishosa. Why does he get vishosa? What's the vishosa? Right? Of course, the shows is not going to require sukkah. That's not an issue. We're trying to figure out what's an achilas ara, not a shtiyas ara. Every shtiyas is a shtiyas ara. What is Rashi at shows? Zokta Meiri. Rashi is trying to teach you a chiddush that if the achil is an achilas ara, the shtiyas is a shtiyas ara. So even the shtiyas is not going to require sukkah. But you could be medayek from the Rashi that if the achil is an achilas keva, then the shtiyas is a shtiyas keva as well, and it's going to require sukkah. Diuk for Rashi. One extra word in Rashi. Meiri's diuk. Achila sarai, the shtia is the same as the achila, it doesn't require sukkah. Achilas keva, every shtia is defined as a shtia as keva if it comes in conjunction with that achila, whether it's after the achila or during the achila. You pop inside the house for a moment, no, that's a shtia as keva, and that's going to require sukkah. That's going to require sukkah. That's how the Rosh is going to explain the Mishnah and the Braisa. What kind of a shtia can be called a shtia as keva that will require sukkah? A shtia that comes after the achila, a shtia that comes in conjunction with the achila, because that shtia is tafel to the achila, and if the achila is an achila's keva, then the shtia is going to be defined as a shtia's keva. Okay, so these are the two ways that we can explain the Mishnah and the Braisa. That either the shtia's keva that the Mishnah and the Braisa are referring to is yayin, any shtia's yayin, revias of yayin, but it's related to yayin, or no, a shtia that comes in conjunction with the achila, that will be defined as a shtia's keva. Questions? Now we get to the other chelik of the sukkah. Let's go right. Let's take it one step further. Let's move to the next part. So we mentioned the Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Mishnah says that they brought Rabbi Gamliel, Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Gamliel, Achilas Arai. Shnei Kosovos with Lisha Mayim, and they said Helum LaSukah. They were machmer to eat Achila Sarai and Ashtia Sarai inside the Sukkah, but they gave to Reb Tzadok less than a kibetza, and he didn't eat in the Sukkah. He was not machmer. So what did the Gemara say? Maisa Lista. We say in the Mishnah Chafei that Achila Sarai and Ashtia Sarai do not require Sukkah, and then he quote me two Tanaim. We're machmer. What's going on over here then? The two Mishnayos associate each other. Says the Gemara, Chasur Mechzur Valchiktonim. Bala Hachmer Latzma Machmer. There's something missing. Mishnah really should say, Bala Hachmer Machmer. Someone wants to be Machmer Latzma, he can be Machmer. But let's be Mishum Yuhara. There's no Gaiva. It's not Yuhara to be Machmer to eat even Achila Sarai and Shtia Sarai inside the Sukkah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. It's not a maisa lista. If you want to be machmir, you can be machmir. There's room to be machmir. Reb Tzadok was not machmir, but other tanaim were. There's room to be machmir to eat even achila sarai and shtiyas sarai inside the sukkah. Bepshuto, if you eat an achila sarai inside the sukkah, you're mekayim a mitzvah sukkah. You're not mechuyim, you're potter from eating inside the sukkah. But lechora, if you eat the achila sarai, if you drink a shtiyas sarai inside the sukkah, then you're mekayim a mitzvah. You're machmir on yourself, but you're mekayim a mitzvah. Bepshutah. Right? Noshim v'mitzvah say shazman grama. They're pturos from lula, from shofar, but if they hear the shofar, if they shake a lula, then they're mekayim a mitzvah. L'chor, it's the same thing over here. You eat nachila sarai, you drink a shtia sarai inside the sukkah, l'chor, you're mekayim a mitzvah. But the pell is, if that's the case, so then what's the chiddush of the Gemara? But the chiddush of the Gemara is that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, they were machmir to eat the sukkah. The chiddush is, it's not yuara to be machmir on oneself. But I think it is yuara to be machmir. What, it's gaiva? To be machmir on oneself? If noshim shake a lulav or they blow a shofar, that's gaiva? I'd have a havamina, they're not allowed to volunteer mitzvah say shazman grama? Chorit's doch the zel bazach, right? Noshim are ena mitzua va'os in mitzvah say shazman grama. And we welcome the desire of the women to be misnagrif, right? To do the mitzvah lulav, to blow the shofar. There's a shailah, they make a brocha, they don't make a brocha, but we certainly welcome them to do it. So what's the havmin to think that sukkah should be different? What, to eat nachila sarai inside the sukkah? I think that's gaiva. You're not allowed to do that. You are rough. You can't do that. Kamash malon, it's mutter. What's the havmin? Right? There's a mitzvah kiyumis. You're makayim a mitzvah if you eat nachila sarai inside the sukkah. So what should be the problem? What should be the problem? So comes the Ran. Ran doesn't really help us too much. Right? The Ran adaf yid alef amad alef adaf yid alef. He's sensitive to this. What's the havamina? There's chasuri mechzer of a hachik etoni. Div maskal meisim. Ran on the rish of there. And that's it all from that. Chasuri mechzer of a hachik etoni. Vatz lachmer latzmo rashoi. Klomar. Dlo choshev kemi she'ena metzuva v'dover. Ve'oseyo shenikra hedit. We had Yerushalmi, the Rama quoted Yerushalmi, if you ain't a mitzvah v'davar, v'yoseo nikrahed yet. I'd have a havamina here too. To eat nachila sarai, drink a shtia sarai, the sukkah. You ain't a mitzvah v'davar. I think that you're a hedyot for doing it. Nechzik yuara, nikrahed yot. Kamash malon, you're not nikrahed yot, says the Rama. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Pella. Right. Noshim are also ain't a mitzvah also. Mitzvah say shazman grama, noshim are not mitzvahs. And yet, there's no havamina to think that the nikra hedyud if they shake a lulav, they blow shofar. What's that piece over here by sukkah? There's a havamina to eat nachila sarai in sukkah, nikra hedyud. Why nikra hedyud? Why can't I volunteer? I'm potter, but I should be able to volunteer. I'm in ain't a mitzvah also. I'm potter from doing it, but I should be able to volunteer. What's the havamina here in the Gemara? Somehow this is different. This is a different type of chumer that I'd have a havamina merza ki you are a nikra hedya. What's the havamina here in the Gemara? L'chor, the answer is that we have to understand what this halacha really is. To eat nachila sarai inside the sukkah, what's the value of it? Is it really a kiyum mitzvah? Is it really a kiyum mitzvah? Maybe it's something different entirely. Maybe it's not a kiyum mitzvah. Maybe it's something different in time. The Rambam has a very interesting comment over here. The Rambam says that you're allowed to drink mayim and to eat peres chutz l'sukkah. What delicious mayim v'lechol peres chutz l'sukkah. Yishyachmer al atzmo v'lo yishtah chutz l'sukkah afilo mayim harezeh meshubach. Someone who's machmer upon himself, doesn't drink even mayim chutz l'sukkah harezeh meshubach. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, Kesegi. What's interesting about this Lashon of the Rambam? The Chumrah, the part of the Rambam that's the Chumrah. Shiachmer al atzmo v'lo yishta chutz l'sukkah afilu mayim harezeh meshubach. The Rambam phrases the Chumrah a certain way. Could have phrased it a different way. What's interesting about this Rambam? How do you phrase the din? Yeah. I raise a meshubach. Okay, interesting. That is interesting. It's a very good point. Yes.
I mean, it's the opposite of what our Gemara was saying. Our Gemara said it's not yuhar. I mean, you think it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You're saying no, it's a good thing.
Okay. How could the Rambam have phrased the chumah differently? Yes. Exactly. Why did the Rambam phrase it in a positive way? With a positive attitude. Remember what the Rambam is saying. You machmir so much that you don't even drink outside the sukkah. Harei zeh meshubach. How about saying someone who's machmir to even drink mayim inside the sukkah? Hold off, quite interesting. Why does he phrase it in the negative tone? So someone has suggested that from the Rambam you get the impression, beginnings of an impression, that maybe the chumrah to even achila sarai, to drink a shkia sarai inside the sukkah, it's not because you're going to have a kiyum mitzvah. Maybe the only time that you have a kiyum mitzvah of eating in the sukkah is if you have a yeshiva b'sukkah b'kvias. Yeshiva b'sukkah, b'sukkah's teish v'shivas yom, that means the yeshiva b'kvius. That's called the yeshiva. It's not called the yeshiva unless it's b'kvius. I say, what's the point of having an achilas arayin inside the sukkah? There's not a yeshiva b'kvius. There's no kiyum mitzvah, so there's nothing there. You're not going to be doing anything. No, the idea might be that it's almost like a siyog. If you eat and drink everything inside the sukkah, you're protecting yourself. The purpose of eating an achilas sarai and a shtiyas sarai inside the sukkah is to ensure that you won't have an achilas keva or a shtiyas keva outside the sukkah. That's the point. It's not that there's a kiyum mitzvah in the achil and the shtiyah that you're doing. It's just arai. That's not a yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva b'sukkah is yeshiva b'kvius. It's not a mitzvah sukkah. Yeah, but even though it's not a mitzvah sukkah, maybe there's an inyan to eat an achilas sarai, to drink a shtiyas sarai, to protect yourself, so that you won't come to eat too much, or to drink too much, or to drink in the wrong context, as we said, outside the sukkah, when it's taka keva. Maybe it's not because there's a kiyum mitzvah in eating in the achilas arai inside the sukkah, but it's a siyog that you shouldn't come to eat in achilas keva outside the sukkah. That's why the Rambam Bedavka formulates it in a negative form, that someone who's machmer not to eat anything outside the sukkah, hareza meshubah, the Rambam is saying, what's the point? The point is, Isra achila, so to speak, a siyog not to eat outside the sukkah, that you won't come to eat the achilas keva outside the sukkah. This could be meduyek from the lashon of the Ran as well, because the Ran, when he explains the havamin maskana of the Gemara, first he says in rotz lahachmar latzma rashoi, even though you're an enemy of medover, you're not nikra hedja. And he says, Rabbi Tzadok was not machmer, not like the other Tanoim. He was not machmer on himself. He says the Ran, you see from this, Talmud Chochem doesn't want to be machmer on himself. He wants to eat the achilas arai outside the sukkah. He can. Now, if a woman doesn't want a shet lulav, she's rashoi, and she's not considered an eina medak dekes b'mitzvahs. Eina medak dek b'mitzvahs, he's not mechuyev. What's the havamina he should be called an eina medak dek b'mitzvahs? Why should he be called an eina medak dek b'mitzvahs? He's not mechuyev. But if you take this chumrah in the second way, if you assume that the achilas arai is never a kiyum mitzvah sukkah, it's not a yeshiva b'kvias, it's not going to be called a kiyum mitzvah sukkah. But there's a siyog not to eat the achilas arai outside the sukkah, to prevent oneself from eating an achilas keva outside the sukkah. So now we get it. Because the whole idea is it's a siyog, right? To show a dikduk b'mitzvah that you're being so careful not to eat an achilas keva outside the sukkah. Achilas arai inside the sukkah protects that you won't eat the achilas keva outside the sukkah. So you would think that if you eat an achilas arai outside the sukkah, you're not a medak dek b'mitzvah because you're not careful. You're not being careful enough. Mashmal no, Reb Tzadok didn't do it. Reb Tzadok wasn't so machmer. It's okay. You're not an eino medak dek b'mitzvah. It's interesting. The Ran doesn't say that anyone could do this. He says what? Who can eat achilas arai outside the sukkah? She runs a talmud chacham shlo lahachmer. Sounds like the Ran is saying it really is an appropriate chumrah. If a Talmud Chacham doesn't want to be machmer on himself, to eat achilas arai outside, he can do that. Why? Why do you think? What's the difference between a Talmud Chacham and everyone else? Yeah, Eitan? I'm sorry? Kabbalah Shir?
No, he'll know the Shir.
Right, he'll know the Shir. He'll understand himself. He understands himself, knows the Shirim. There's less of a chashash for the Siyog by the Talmud Chacham. Less of a chashash for the siyag for a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham doesn't want to be machmer, so he can, because for him it's not necessary. But maybe it sounds a little bit from the Ran that for a non-Talmud Chacham, maybe there's more of an inyan to be machmer. Don't eat nachilas harai outside the Sukkah, because you might come to eat nachilas kama. Come to eat nachilas kama. Even from the Loshon of the Gemara, it's mashmer like this. What is the Gemara saying? Bo lahachmer latzmo rashoi. Lahachmer latzmo. Chumrah. There's a chumrah. What Noshim b'mitzah say shazman grama. Would you say what they're machmer to take a lulav? Noshim are machmer to blow shofar? No, they're misnadev to blow shofar. Misnadev to take a lulav. They're volunteering. That's not a chumrah. It's not a chumrah. It's not extra. It's they're not mitzvah, but they want to do the mitzvah. We don't call that a chumrah. Why call this a chumrah? To eat nachilas harai inside the sukkah is called a chumrah. Why is it called a chumrah? But according to the second approach, it makes sense, because the whole thing really is a chumrah. You're not being yotzi a mitzvah this way. Achilas harai is not a yeshiva b'kviyus. It's not a mitzvah sukkah, but the chumrah is to protect yourself from eating an achilas keva outside the sukkah. That's the nature of the chumrah. That's why it's called a chumrah, because it's a protection. It's mamash a chumrah. You're not being yotzi a mitzvah, but it's an extra chumrah as a siog that you won't come to eat an achilas keva outside the sukkah. So this could be the shakl of the tie of the Gemara. What's the shakl of the tie of the Gemara? Gemara says, "In bala hachmar latzma rashoi." Not mechzikiyura. If he wants to be machmer on himself, so what I have a mean it's mechzikiyura. Kamashmal, and it's not. If you want to be machmer, you can. So we ask, mechzikiyura. What's mechzikiyura? You mekayim a mitzvah. So the havamin of the Gemara is assuming what? That you're not mekayim a mitzvah. The havamin of the Gemara is assuming that it's just a siyag ba'alma. It's the chor what the Gemara is assuming. Right? To eat nachilas sarai inside the sukkah is protecting oneself that you won't eat nachilas kevah. That's a chumrah. So I'd have a havamin of mechzikiyura. You're not being mekayim a mitzvah. Mechzikiyura because you're being machmer on yourself. Protect yourself from eating an achilas keva. Maybe that's mezi kiyora. Kamashma, and it's not. So the havamin of lechora, it makes sense to say the havamin is assuming that to eat an achilas harai inside the sukkah, that's not a kiyum mitzvah. It's just a protection, so you only eat an achilas keva outside. Like everything we've been saying. The question is, what's the kamashma? What's the kamashma? Oh, so there you can put it. That's the question. That is the question that we're raising here. One way to look at it is to say that the kamashmalan of the Gemara is taka that we misunderstood the din. Maybe the kamashmalan is that it's mutter to do, it's not mezik yuara, because you really are mekayem a mitzvah. That's everything we said. Right? Maybe the kamashmalan is taka you are mekayem a mitzvah. You are mekayem a mitzvah. Havamina is mezik yuara, you shouldn't be able to be machma on yourself. Kamashmalan, maybe you are mekayem a mitzvah. We call it a chumra? Okay. Call it a chumrah, but that's not a raya machrachas that you're not mekayim a mitzvah. The havamina is, it's just a chumrah ba'alma, it's just a siyag, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Kamashmalan, no, there is a kiyum mitzvah, that's why it's mutter to be machmer. Of course, the other way to understand the kamashmalan is even though it's a siyag, but that's the chiddush. That the fact that these tanoim were machmer on themselves, that shows you that this is a siyag that's appropriate. There is a tzorech for this siyag. It's not stam a chumrah ba'alma, a chumrah that has no basis. The fact that these tanoim were machmir, that shows you that there is a basis for this chumrah. Once there's a basis for the chumrah, you're allowed to do it because there is a basis for the chumrah. Basis for the chumrah. Okay, so this could be the pshat in the Gemara. We started by asking, what's the havamina of the Gemara? What's mechzik yura? Why is this any different than women? No, it's very different. When a woman shakes a lulav, when she blows shofar, she gets a kiyum mitzvah. In fact, that's the Ran, right? The Rishonim will say that you make a bracha, they make a bracha, they get a kabbalah schar, they have a kiyum mitzvah. They have a kiyum mitzvah. Of course it's mutter for them to do it. But the havamina here could be that I think that to eat nachilas harai inside the sukkah, there is no kiyum mitzvah. It's just a siyog ba'amas. I think merci kiyura, nikra hedya, maybe you shouldn't do it. Kamashmalan. Kamash malan, either there is a kiyum mitzvah, that's why it's mutter to do. Or kamash malan, no, here there's a tzorech to prevent you from eating achilas kev outside the sukkah. So because there's a tzorech, therefore it's permissible to be mach.